So welcome, panellists, and we're really in a position now to take some questions from the floor, and I believe that there's some roving microphones to do that. And I ask you to identify yourself in terms of your name and the company that you're also representing. So have we got some questions, or should I do a Dorothy Dix one first? I was going to ask Eric and Gary and perhaps Ray to respond to some of what the other jurisdictions are doing in terms of as-of-right development. So you're talking about the relationship between simple and complex and really the Commission and Department's time needing to be spent more on the strategic projects. What role, if any, would as-of-right development play?
In my view, it'd be quite significant. It gets back to the planning instruments and being clear in terms of policy and the parameters of that policy and the relevant planning instruments to ensure that we don't have issues where we have a lot of discretionary development where there's no longer need for such discretionary development. And that requires very clear planning thought to be given to what is required in the area and then enshrined where possible in schemes or other policy documents. So it's ambiguous.
Sure. Sorry, I skipped a step there. I didn't get the panellists to give their right of reply. So, Gary, did you want to start with your right of reply to Eric's speech? Then we'll get on to questions.
He didn't leave me much to say other than I agree, I think, but I've been back here 3 months and I must say I'm absolutely delighted that most of the things I saw from outside as needing changing were well underway, including the planning reform agenda, which I totally support and agree with from my experience in other jurisdictions, and obviously reform of the Commission's activities and functions is a critical part of that. I agree with Eric that we actually have the fundamentals of the best system in Australia here and have had for a long time. And I think a lot of the quality of life in Perth is attributable to the system we've had. I also totally agree that it has bogged down in endless detail, probably lost sight of the strategic issues. So my perspective in chairing the Commission and reforming the committee structures as a critical part of this is to get it focused on the strategic issues, to pull right out as far as we can from detailed matters, because it consumes an immense amount of time and I have to sit there and say, what the hell are we looking at this for? You know, things become habit, things build up, and this state's not alone. It is exciting times, I think, across the country, because the economic crisis has caused everyone to focus on our planning systems around the country. I can't remember in my 40-odd years in government in Australia COAG ever getting interested in planning approval systems before, or even planning much, but it's clearly there as a key focus, and I think that's because the federal government suddenly found when it wanted to do things in a hurry, none of the systems in any of the states we're actually capable of delivering the outcomes required. And we've all got to question ourselves about why we've got into that situation. So the reform issue, to me, is absolutely fundamental. There are some very powerful tools in the legislation here that don't exist or haven't been achieved in other states. One's the state planning strategy, which this state was the only state to ever produce. It kind of got ignored for a fair while, but we've got that back on the agenda to review that and see how we can target that to help drive the government's key issues and agendas across the state. The Infrastructure Coordination Council of the Commission, I've said this in other forums, I think is the most powerful committee potentially available to any government across Australia. I don't know of any other state that has got an equivalent committee. It's fair to say it hasn't performed anywhere near its potential, but Eric and I are both determined, and Menno and many of the other, Anne and the other Director Generals that we're talking to, that committee has to play a fundamental role in helping deliver other agencies' infrastructure coordination agendas across the state, because it has the potential to do it. We just have to drive it and lead it to make it do that. And again, get it out of addressing issues that have come up for noting or that don't even need to really know about, because there's plenty of real issues we have to confront. That's not going to be easy because, if we get it to the point it should be of helping to inform budget priorities and helping the government assign priorities to infrastructure around the state, it will become controversial. The urban development program, Eric mentioned briefly, again, this state used to have the best urban development program in Australia. It kind of disappeared. We have taken the first step towards reinvigorating that, and it will be statewide, and we'll look at residential, industrial and commercial land, not just residential. And that should be a critical tool in helping us to monitor and make sure we don't fall into the situations we fell into in the Pilbara. They shouldn't have happened. They did happen. We've got to make sure they don't happen in the future. The regional planning committees that Eric mentioned for Pilbara and Kimberley, equally a critical tool in helping identify, focus and drive what are the priorities that we have to get into line in these regions to overcome and avoid future problems that we've had by the rapid growth of the resource industry. we can't afford to be like we have in the past, where it's taken 3 or 4 years to prepare a regional plan and you want to cover every detail. We have to, in my view, produce something within 12 months. 12 to 18 months, we have to have the basic frameworks, the fundamental issues in those regions pinned down and start focusing on how we implement those things. I've made this comment in a few other environments, but to one extent, you can have the best legislation in the world. If you haven't got the right culture and the right attitude running it, it's meaningless. Equally, you can make poor legislation work with the right attitude. So cultural reform, the reform of our own approach, the leadership that Eric and I have to provide within the Commission and within the Department, I think equally as important as the legislative reform. And it's hard in this day and age of triple C's and everything else to take risk-based approach to things. It's very easy to hide behind, oh, I don't have all the information, I'm not sure I should take a risk in making this decision. But if we don't, we end up in the situation the whole nation has basically ended up with, where we're bogged down with years and years of delays, and by the time projects are approved, they're probably irrelevant. We don't have the time in the economic climate we live in. Things come and go, and if we can't respond in ways that can pick up and deliver the economic and strategic priorities, then there probably isn't a future for any of us in this game. So I totally support everything that Eric has said, and I'm having fun working with him and trying to deliver it.